circumstances of falls affect your risk of wrist, ankle, and hip fracture in women over 45 years of age. And my co-investigators in the study are Dave Lombardi, Wen Chiang, Ted Courtney, and Melanie Brennan. So every year, what we do is we publish direct cost of occupational injuries to highlight the need for prevention of occupational injuries and also to inform us that where to focus our research efforts. And as you can see, falls on the same level are the second leading cause of occupational injuries. And as population is aging, workforce is aging, proportion of injuries due to same level falls, they have increased in the past and they will probably continue to increase in future. And fractures are one of the most severe injuries that result from same level falls. They are most disabling and in elderly they may even prove to be fatal. And therefore many studies have looked at personal or intrinsic risk factors for fracture, mainly hip fracture. And they have reported that older age, female gender, osteoporosis, lack of physical activity are associated with increased risk of fracture. And use of hormone replacement therapy in postmenopausal women is associated with decreased risk of fracture. However, very few studies have examined how circumstances of falls affect risk of fracture. And even in high-risk population, even in elderly women with osteoporosis and weak muscle and slow reflexes, very small minority of falls result in fracture. And therefore, I believe it's important to see how circumstances of falls modify risk of fracture. There have been a few studies. Keegan et al., they reported that falling on hard surfaces is associated with increased risk of fracture. It makes intuitive sense. Studies have reported that winter months and periods of snowfall are associated with increased incidence of fracture. However, we don't know whether snow and ice only result in increased risk of falls and therefore result in increased risk of fracture, or if they are also associated with increased energy of falls. So given a fall, there is a higher risk of fracture. We have recently published a study where what we found was that women working in heavy physical activity occupation, they were at an increased risk of fracture when they fell as compared to women who were working in moderate physical activity occupation. And one of the possible explanations could be that women who are working in heavy physical activity occupation, they may be more likely to be doing material handling. So they may be more likely to be carrying, lifting, lowering. And when they fall while doing these activities, they may be at a higher risk of fracture. So what we wanted to do in this study was we wanted to test the hypothesis that falling during material handling, falling on ice, falling outdoors, and falls due to tripping as opposed to slipping are associated with increased risk of wrist, ankle, and hip fracture. And we wanted to test these hypotheses in women over 45 years of age. So we used a matched case-control study design to test these hypotheses. Our study population consisted of women over 45 years of age who filed a workers' compensation claim for an injury that resulted from same-level falls between the year 2000 and 2006. And we had 122,000 of those claims. We selected cases and controls based on ICD-9 codes to be selected as a case of wrist, ankle, or a hip fracture. Claimant had to receive at least two medical services associated with ICD-9 codes of that fracture and within 90 days of injury, and amount paid for those services had to be more than $200. And we identified 1,578 cases of wrist fracture, 1,111 cases of ankle fracture, and 373 cases of hip fracture. To be eligible as a control, a claimant should have received no medical service associated with ICD-9 code of fracture within 90 days of injury, and there were like 113,000 eligible controls. So we matched cases and controls based on age, state where they filed the claim, and industry classification at the highest level, so at the divisional level, and the season when they reported the fall. We matched like one control for each case of wrist fracture, two controls for each case of ankle fracture, and four controls for each case of hip fracture. For the exposure assessment, we coded and classified injury event narrative. So whenever a claimant files a claim for an injury, they have to give a short description of like how the injury happened. And as you can see, average number of correctors was 69, so this was a very concise injury event narrative. This is a typical injury event narrative. Employee was carrying a box of truck, slipped on ice in the parking lot. So, and this one, like if excluding the blank, has about 45 correctors. So this is shorter than the average injury narratives that we had. And then we extracted information about manual material handling, fall hazard, initiating event, and where the fall occurred. We trained two coders who were blinded to injury outcomes to extract and classify exposure information. And they coded a sample of injury event narratives that were common to both of them, and then we assessed inter-rater reliability. And it was pretty high. So these are some of the characteristics of wrist, ankle, and hip fracture cases. As you can see, hip fracture cases were slightly older than wrist and ankle fracture cases. Wrist, ankle, and hip fracture cases came from service industry. However, in case of hip fracture cases, retail trade was the close second. And as you can see, as reported by most of the other studies, more fractures were reported during winter months as compared to summer months. And this is the result from our multivariable conditional logistic regression model. And in this model, we controlled for length of injury event narratives to control for information bias. And we did not find that length of injury narrative was different in cases and controls. So you can see the red ones are showing the increased risk of fracture and greens are showing decreased risk of fracture. So you can see that in manual material handling, pushing and pulling was associated with increased risk of wrist fracture. Our second hypothesis was looking at ice and snow. Ice and snow was not significantly associated with risk of any of the three fracture. However, we found that uneven surface, clutter on the surface, and large objects were associated with decreased risk of wrist fracture, but increased risk of ankle fracture. We also found that tripping was associated with increased risk of wrist fracture and decreased risk of ankle fracture. Falling outdoors was associated with increased risk of both wrist fracture and ankle fracture, but decreased risk of hip fracture. So we found that falling outdoors was associated with increased risk of wrist fracture and ankle fracture, but decreased risk of hip fracture. And we hypothesized that that it will be associated with increased risk of all the three fractures. So we don't know why falling outdoors would be associated with decreased risk of hip fractures. So one of the possible explanations may be that even though we matched on industry, the frail women may be more likely to work indoors, fall indoors, and have hip fractures indoors as compared to the wrist and ankle fracture cases. Other studies have also found that majority of hip fracture occur indoors. We found that initiating events, so like slip versus trip and fall hazards, that increase the risk of wrist fracture, in general decrease the risk of ankle fracture. And so they might not be increasing the energy of fall, they might be just affecting mechanism of fall and the point of impact. So instead of falling on your wrist, you're more likely to put more pressure on your ankle. That kind of situation. Effect of ice and snow, we found that in multivariable analysis was not associated with risk of any of the three fractures. However, in the univariable analysis, it was associated with increased risk of all the three fractures. And other studies have also reported that ice and snow are associated with increased risk of fracture. So, but when we controlled for the place of fall, so where the fall occurred, so once you control falling on ice and snow to all the outdoor falls, they are not significant. So ice and snow may increase the risk of falls, and just because they happen, tend to happen outdoors, that's why they may increase the risk of fracture. Two major limitations of this study was that it used administrative data, and particularly on the exposure side, if information about an exposure is present in injury event narrative, then we can be fairly certain that that exposure was present. But if it is not there, we don't know whether it was not there because it was not present or it was just omitted out because we did not specifically ask for that question. And the second major limitation is that we can compare falls that resulted in fracture to falls that resulted in other injuries, because our study population consisted of women who filed claim for an injury resulting from same level falls. So we are kind of matching on injury, and that may bias our results to not. Then the two types of falls may be similar. So in conclusion, in women over 45 years of age, circumstances of falls are associated with the risk of fracture. They may affect both energy of fall, like falling outdoors, or the mechanism of fall and point of impact. And the third thing is that circumstances of falls may be highly correlated. So falling on ice and snow may be highly correlated with where you fall. So you're much more likely to fall outdoors. There's a potential for them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Questions?
Was that in the multivariable analysis, falling on ice was not associated with increased risk of fracture. Actually, if you look at the univariable analysis, falling on ice was associated with increased risk of all the three fractures. And I think what happens is that because those falls tend to happen outdoors, and falling outdoors is associated with increased risk of wrist and ankle fractures, once you control for it, it becomes non-significant. So if you just look at falling on ice and snow, they are associated with increased risk of fracture. Study that we found that women in working in heavy physical activity occupation, they were at an increased risk of fracture when they fell as compared to women working in moderate physical activity occupation. Actually, it was a U-shaped curve. So if you look at women working in sedentary occupation, they were at an increased risk of fracture. And then women in heavy physical activity occupation, they were at increased risk of fracture. And one thing could be that that's why we don't know. Like physiologically, there should be like a stronger, have higher bone mass, a stronger muscle, but it may be that they are doing material handling, or they are doing so they are falling with something in their hands, or they are falling while carrying something. They are likely to fall on harder surface as compared to falling on a carpet. So those are the possible explanations.